Straight A's. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Now you can sing your
Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, because it is the first podcast back, so we do kind of, even though we're breaking our own rule, because PJ swore blind that you're not allowed to say Happy New Year once you hit double figures.
Double figures. So it's the 10th of January today, officially double figures, officially shut your face, but we haven't done it, so Happy New Year to you.
So listen, New Year, I mean, I don't know, I mean, New Year, does it feel that different to you to an old year?
Yes. It does. It's been a bollocks. And it's only 10 days old. We've been freezing to our bloody barnacles.
Well, that's true, yeah.
I was sick as an old dog's badger, whatever that is, over Christmas. I'm only getting started.
You're still a father.
It's non-stop. I'm still an elf. And it's been non-stop. So actually, I'm really looking forward to next week. I know the way they say the things a madman does. Saying the same things over and over again and expecting things to be different.
Right.
But I really do believe that after this week, come Monday, it's going to start being a quieter year than what I'm used to.
Really?
There you go. I've just put my foot in the proverbial shit.
Yeah, because like, I really do believe that. I hope this doesn't turn out to be similar to your last year's prediction, where it was that the weather would be fantastic from St. Patrick's Day onwards.
What a shithead.
I think we had some of the wettest months ever recorded.
63 days of continuous rain or something. It went on to be something outrageous.
So your predictions aren't notorious.
Well, I'm going to say that.
Do you think it's going to be quieter?
Yeah, because I've nothing in the diary. And also, this is that year where I once again I'm going to start saying no to stuff. I'm going to start saying no to things.
No, you never say that. You always say that. The amount of times you've said, I'm not doing that again. I'll tell you, I'm not doing it. I'm sick of it now, the way they go on down there, and I'm not doing it, and whatever. And then you go, you come in, you go, yeah, no, I said yes to that thing.
You're talking about the BBC.
No, I'm talking about loads of things.
Oh, yeah, true.
And, you know, because let's face it, you say yes to things,
and
you end up, some of them are even unpaid. And you say yes to them.
And then you sit there
in that corner going, I can't believe I said yes to that.
You're the same.
I know, but I admit it. I do it because I'm afraid of everybody and I want them to like me.
Yeah, in fairness, you admitting it is actually, that is testament to your character being a bit better than my own. You're right, that's true.
But you reckon this is the year
this
now you'll
is,
say
I'm gonna
no.
Do, I'm going to do as little as possible. I am. That's the plan, and to come up with lies and everything. I've realised lies are all right. If you find it difficult just saying to someone flat out no, you know, like, are you around to do the thing? No. If you find that difficult, I just really don't want to do it. Whereas you just go, when is it? This is the thing I've learned.
Yeah.
When is it? They give you a date, you look at your phone, you look up Instagram for a couple of seconds, put the phone down, pretend you're looking at your calendar and going, not going to believe it.
Yeah.
I have an operation. I'm getting a biopic done that day.
Right.
And then they'll go, oh shit, right. And that's leave it at that. You know, just nobody's hurt. And that's
you have to
end.
Be careful though that it is something that they can't move. Because the worst is if you say, oh, when is it? And they go, oh, well, whenever suits you.
When are you free?
Oh, Jesus.
I'm never free.
What, you're never, ever free?
Never free.
I'm one of the last known slaves in the world. In fact, I'm never actually free.
I've actually just caught a very contagious disease and I can't be in public for 3 years.
You know what? I was told one of the great ways of doing it is that you kind of blindside somebody with gratitude, right? So they say to you, PJ, will you do, or do you want to come, or whatever it is, the situation is, blah, blah, doing this, will you? And you go, oh my God, that sounds amazing. That sounds absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. I won't on this occasion. You know, thank you so much. And then they're standing there going, What happened there?
I actually know someone that did that. She was brilliant with chuggers and all. You know the way chuggers would come up and go, can I speak to you for a minute about you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she was amazing. She just go, oh, no way. Thanks so much. No, not today. Thanks.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Not today, thanks.
Well, apparently it works a treat. Now, I haven't ever tried it.
Yeah, but then these are the things you don't think about. You know the way, I remember watching Derren Brown, right? And he says, if somebody is coming to attack you, right? You know the way you learn self-defense.
Derren Brown told this.
Yeah, it's in his book. It's in his first book, right?
Right.
And he says, get this now. Imagine doing this, right? someone's coming to attack you, right? Don't learn kung fu. Right? It doesn't say don't learn kung fu. Right? It's not 1977.
Yeah.
But it isn't me, right? I'm paraphrasing, right? But you don't let, you know, don't be doing all the judos and the kung fus and don't, you know, like, don't start playing, you know, 70s music and try and shimmy them away with your elbows.
Yeah, don't suddenly hear the theme from Shaft in your head.
Karate! He says what you should do, right? Someone comes over to you, they're all aggressive. They're you, hey you, you bastard, I'm going to smack you in the face the whole lot. He says, change the subject immediately to something remarkably casual, right? So he says someone came to attack him once, and as they were about to hit him and they were shouting at him, he went, guess how high the walls are around here. They're really short. When I grew up as a child, I always used to think the walls around here were much higher, but I see them now as an adult, they're much shorter. And he says, your man was like, the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, seriously, when I was like, I suppose the bigger I get, the smaller they look. I haven't been here in years. Mm. And your man was like, oh yeah. And it completely is apparently if you do that, it negates, it diffuses the situation. All of a sudden your man realises he's talking to a person.
Yeah.
He realises this person doesn't want conflict. You know, and that's well and good if you're Darren Brown.
Yeah.
But no.
And you're like, because this man has made his entire career over the manipulation of minds.
Yeah. Whereas
like
that,
he's an expert in the manipulation of minds and psychology and all these kind of things. Yeah. Where is your average bloke?
You're never going to think of it. And if you think of it, it's too late. I'd be on my seventh kick up the hole. And I'd start.
And you'd be still shouting, what time is it?
Yeah.
What time is it?
I'd be screaming, I used to like lollipops as a young fella.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd be like,
the chippers around here aren't what they were when I was a kid.
Remember when you could get a spice burger with vinegar on it? Your man would be choking me out.
Yeah.
So
and the other thing as well is, I mean, again, I still find it, even in Darren Brown's situation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
How true is it?
Yeah, because I wonder, I mean, let's face it, there are places you and I both know where if you were to turn around and come out with that, the response would probably be, yeah, you fucking weird. And then you'd get stabbed anyway.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Isn't there another thing as well that if someone comes running out, obviously don't try this, please. I'm not saying it works, but isn't there another thing where they say if someone's running at you and they're in threatening behaviour, they expect you to maybe punch them back, they expect you to shout at them,
yeah.
They expect you to maybe run, the fight or flight thing. But if you do, if you like, just open up your trousers and pull them down.
Wow.
That they'll leave you alone. Like, if you literally just pull your...
Let me tell you something right now, right? Let me tell you something absolutely, categorically right now. I am never fucking doing that. I am never, while being attacked, dropping me cacks like it's some sort of offering. What are you talking about, man?
Standing on Grafton Street with your willy out and your hands behind your head. I'm sorry, guard.
Don't hit me.
But I'm sorry, guard. He's going that way. The dangerous man is running that way. The guy be like, what in the name of God? Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for disconcerting people, but I drop the line, you know. Yeah. But.
In fact, I'd rather have the bollocks kicked out of me than take me old bollocks out on the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's probably a better way of going about it.
Because the least thing I want to do if I'm already in a vulnerable situation is take out literally the most vulnerable part of my body and put it on display.
Yeah. Maybe if he sees me long sack, he won't want to hurt me anymore.
Yeah. I tell you, stick that in your book, Darren Brown, eh?
Imagine, all the TikTok videos now, and you're doing the press, yes, Ollie, thankful. Imagine even the guard at the press office, thanks to the quick thinking of the man, he just removed his trousers immediately. Lucky he was wearing his Velcro stripper pads, and he was going to a job. Or he could have been in serious trouble.
Whoa.
Yeah. So probably, as I said, I'm not recommending these techniques.
Yeah.
But they are techniques I've heard about in the past. It's like when people say, if a bear is running at you, you know the way you get all these things? If a bear runs at you, don't run away or don't try and get up a tree or anything. Turn towards the bear, make yourself big and go, you know the way you say that?
Right.
And the bear will stop.
It's not the exact wording. Because I had heard you might roar back or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I didn't
sorry.
Think you
yeah.
had to go.
Imagine you got them confused. And a man would be there going, a man was killed by a bear after he took down his trousers in the woods.
Yeah.
He says, no, that's what you do with a mugger.
At the arse off.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Where is it?
He tried to explain to the bear that the walls were really small where he grew up.
That would be amazing.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you came over. Funny enough, I was looking at that tree. Do you know my name's carved on that tree?
It's like, wow. But we're never going to get attacked by a bear. Like that movie, Cocaine Bear. That's why it's hilarious. You know, we're never going to get attacked by a bear on cocaine living in Dublin. Thankfully, it's maybe a Jack Russell after smoking a joint.
Yeah.
But that,
now, if you
that's
go outside of Dublin, obviously the chances increase dramatically.
Definitely, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Awfully now to be.
Oh, should there be bears off their heads?
A few,
down there all
few
the time?
Grizzlies and slip on shoes walking around there, all right.
Yeah, they have names and all. Surnames. Some of them are married.
Yeah, some of them have Hurling All-Ireland medals and everything.
Yeah, one went on to be a really famous golfer.
Yeah, yeah, very good, he is. Very good.
Now, come here. Actually, do you know something? It's just come back to me. Is, you know the way you started is by saying you're going to start saying no to things.
Say no to things, yeah.
This is mad, right? Because there's something now that it turns out that PJ Gallagher is actually going to start saying yes to. And it's something he said no to.
What's this?
For literally the first 49 years of his life. And he turns 50 this year and he's going to embrace...
18th of April, expect presents.
He's literally going to embrace, I kid you not, he's going to embrace the stag parties.
I am. You're right. I am stag parties. And maybe, because of the changing times that we live in, hen parties as well.
All right. Get invited to a lot of hen parties, do you?
I will be. Yeah. Well, especially if I use my self-defence of the pants removals.
I was just going to say, yeah. If you keep going around wearing stripper pants, you'll get a load of invites.
Yeah. We couldn't afford the good-looking lads, so we got the comedian.
Yeah. Because the added advantage is you never get attacked by a bear while he's here.
It's never once happened. Yeah. But you know why? Because for me and for you, and I think for a lot of men, especially men our age, women our age as well, stag parties and hen parties have had a very sort of expected debauchery to them.
Oh, the vulgarity, right? PJ.
Yeah, debauchery. Fucking Aegis and all. Going off, let's go to Liverpool and get absolutely destroyed.
But you're getting sellotaped to a lamppost and all.
Yeah, and women about to get married and all, chocolate mickeys and everything. And, you know, like, those hair yokes that have willies, a zogabong willies, willabongs. You know, and all this. And there's all plastic mickeys flying around and fucking T-shirts with all nicknames on them. And
right.
Everybody's atrociously just drunk and all. And that apparently is a thing of the past. Now, stag parties and hen parties, they're mixed genders to some degree.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
men go... So could go on it or whatever.
Yeah, if you're very good friends. Because, you know, nowadays we realise men and women can actually be... just really good friends.
Wow,
you know?
Controversial.
Yeah, it's not mad that that was. And still is. You're right, to some people still is. But nowadays, we know that. So, and you know, obviously, people had to break the mould on that one, you know. Thankfully, gay men, again, going where straight men wouldn't have been allowed to go or haven't. We're too embarrassed to
just
go.
I just want to point out, he means that in a purely social sense.
In the social sense, of course I do, yeah. You know, there was time because lads are thick. You know, would you come to my hen party? We wouldn't have tried. I'm not going to a hen party, you know.
But now
it's changing. Yeah. Times are changing.
I was just going to say, you're not telling me yet why you'll go to it.
Because it's not like that anymore. So when you stag parties now, lads are going off to spa weekends. And only having a couple of jars and having early nights. I appreciate. Hey,
spa weekend. So you go off.
We all go off and we just.
And this time when you're getting a massage, it's not in some sort of neon lit place underneath or over a bookies.
Exactly. It's not some Mickey Puller's paradise. You know, that,
it's an actual proper, but as in for your muscles.
Yeah,
and
for your muscles. Yeah.
Not under the pretense of like. How are you doing? I'm looking for number 69.
Yeah, they put the lavender on your pillow. They don't use it as lube. You know? And women are going off, they're doing crafty things. They're going off to country cottages and spending time there. They do cooking days and they do craft days and they actually hang out and catch up and, you know, they have a drink or two. Yeah, if they want to. And it actually seems like an enjoyable, relaxed thing to do before the big party. And you never do anything that would put the party
because the idea
the wedding
of a,
in day, it sounds nice. It
the idea
nice.
Of a stag and or a hen was meant to be the last great hurrah,
the last blowout
before you had to sort of settle into...
Before you settled for this other person in your life, you maybe had real serious doubts over, but you knew you'd never get another chance.
I'm not sure that was the...
I think it was. The world's different now. people, though. Now, yeah. now we realise you can make mistakes and move on. It's okay. Yeah. You know?
And you reckon there was an element of, because nowadays, right, although this has been going on forever, but and nowadays...
Also, it's not, you know, mistakes. You have experience.
Well, I was just going to say, now people, they could live together for 10, 12 years and then decide, actually, we might get married or whatever. For, you know,
yeah.
things can work like that.
Exactly.
Whereas before it was like, you know... Back in the day, you met somebody, 6 weeks later, it was like, are you getting engaged or what? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're getting on now, you must be, are you 15?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you don't have a baby now, when will you do it? You're going to be 25. You know, all this shit.
Oh, that's gone.
All of that, that's all gone. And the days of the Irish divorce are gone, where you just stop talking to each other one day and buy another television. Watch your own programs in two different rooms.
Yeah.
You know, people want more out of life now.
Wow.
And that means there is no last hurrah. You keep having hurrahs.
You're signing up for a bit of basket weaving and
a
small chablis before bed.
Well, like I'd go for a bicycling, a day's bicycling or something.
Oh my God, you would have to ruin
in
it.
In the woods.
It was sounding all right.
Not on the road.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Up in the woods.
As long as you stay in the woods.
Up on a mountain with a basket.
And at least you'll be safe in the woods because you know how to drop your pants in front of a bear.
All right, lads. Imagine. All right, lads.
Leave it to me.
No strippers and all that. I'm glad we did this. But can we all just take off our pants in case we get attacked by a bear?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
17th of January is officially the day where the last knee wobbles into failure and buckles on New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
So most people don't get anywhere near the 17th of January.
Yeah.
But
most
the
people,
last
in
knees,
fact, don't bother making them.
Yeah,
that's
at all,
the sensible way to go.
Anymore, let's be honest. Because, come on, it's such a pain. And then they say there's new systems and stuff. It's not enough that you make yourself a false promise and try and forget about it. Like, there's the SMART system. Have you heard about the SMART system?
So is this the goal setting thing?
Yeah. So it's specific, measurable
achievable, relevant, timed,
time bound. Yeah. All this, and you know, yeah. So don't just say I'm going to eat more healthy. Write down what you want to achieve. It when you want. What are you talking about? It's 12 minutes past 7. I'm about to open Terry's chocolate orange. I've already had 4 salted tea cakes. Shovel up your ear hole.
And 3 chocolate biscuits.
And 3 chocolate biscuits. Yeah. As if that was anyone's business. I thought that was between me and Jim. Thought that was our private business.
No, there's no need to be. Don't be shy about it. I had 3 chocolate biscuits also.
Okay,
but then again, I had a very tough morning.
I just think it's rude to out somebody else. It's up to you, me, how I want to come out about it. But yeah, you're right.
So 17 days into your New Year's resolution, I'd consider that a success.
So do I. And the thing is, it's...
When will people learn anyway that the worst time to do it is January? Why won't they? Why couldn't you have, like...
February.
There must be, well, yeah, like the start of spring.
There's no glimmer of hope this month, right? It's all doom and gloom and darkness
yourself,
and no money.
Nourish yourself through that.
Yeah.
And then, when you feel fortified...
Yes.
Then take it on.
Exactly. February, you start to go, right, there's hope in the air again. At least a little bit, you know. Mm. Is it winter? Is it spring? Nobody knows.
It's the start of new life.
It's the start of new life.
So I shall start my new life.
Aim for the new bank holiday, you know, at the end of February that we never used to have, St. Bridget's bank holiday.
Is that the end of February?
I hope so.
Oh, I thought it was the end of January. I thought it was the start of February. I was hoping for one sooner than that.
I'll be honest with you. Haven't a clue. I think you're right. Now that you said it, I think you're right. So
it's
you
good
go.
Of
so,
you to be honest.
So there you go. February doesn't even start until the 2nd of February, right?
February 1st.
Isn't even count anymore.
It's a bank holiday.
Because you're right, right? Because you're right.
What?
Don't make me say it again. I don't like it.
Yeah, so February 1st is a bank holiday.
So February the 1st is a bank holiday, right? So I'm not going to say again how we found it out. It's not relevant to how Jim got into this conversation. But what we do know is February now officially starts on the 2nd of February.
Better again.
It's a short month. There's only 27 days in February now.
Beautiful.
That means there's a glimmer of hope. That's a great time to start a New Year's resolution.
Yeah. The worst possible time is when you're in debt.
Yeah.
When you're, you know, it's the darkest time of the year.
There's 5 Fridays in January.
Yeah.
And you got paid last year.
Literally.
And you get you 5 Fridays. And you're not even supposed to have a Chinese. Or a Turkish delight?
Yeah.
Or are you not even supposed to, you know, have a couple of sneaky things you're not supposed to have? Get out of
it. In a situation where, like, a courtesy... By the way, he is listening. Patrick in Wicklow, who was on, who sent us this box of goodies.
Oh, the morning gal, yeah.
In fairness, he did. He probably sent it, for Christmas. And yeah. By the time it arrived or whatever. Anyway, it was here for us this morning when we came in. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when you get it for free, you can't snub your nose to it. A month when you're in debt.
And you're exactly right. Also, now is the best time to buy selection boxes, right? They're cheaper.
That's very good.
They're
point.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
They're all, you know, you can eat them guilt free. Someone sees the wrappers, so you can just say, that was someone else. That was before Christmas.
Because I think somebody has already acknowledged that, you know, your health advice is very good. And it's, you know, there, you're combining both health advice and indeed financial advice.
I forgot about that. I came in this morning, first day of the year back, right? First day of the year back. And Jim goes, that's for you. Hands me a letter. Handwritten letter, biro. Of complaint about me from one of the listeners saying, can PJ please stop at telling young people to eat Mars bars and cream eggs as they're all getting diabetes and everything. I was there, would you?
You're single-handedly responsible.
I'd see me. I'd tell you something, if I met you, I'd stick a cream egg in your under your armpit.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
There's a great story just today about a village in Wales. I can't say it. CYFFYLIOG. Sifliog. So Sifliog, right? Whatever it is. And it's a Welsh village. And they keep getting visitors coming into the village looking for what is being described as a phantom Aldi.
Aldi is in the supermarket.
Yeah, there's a phantom Aldi in Sifliog. So they go into Sifliog. And the Welsh people from around, they're going, ooh. Not a lot to do in January. And they're like, let's go see.
In the valleys.
Let's go to Sifliog and see the Aldi. I've always wanted to see an Aldi. So they go into Sifliog, right? And the GPS, the Google Maps and all that, it brings you right to an empty field. And there is no Aldi there. And it's now been described as a phantom Aldi. But these Welsh travellers, in their wisdom, aren't just going, oh, that's a field. Someone must have got something wrong. They're now going around door to door, knocking, going, excuse me, did you see an Aldi or only you? And the guy answered the door's like, oh my God, phantom Aldi, what's new, pussycat? Why are you doing this?
That's it, yeah.
Well, yeah.
What's new, pussycat?
What are you doing here?
Well, Aldi, for a start.
There's no Aldi here, pussycat. Everybody's making this mistake, pussycat.
Are they trying to imply that it's a deliberate ploy on behalf of the locals to try and bring people
to the town?
Let's pretend we have an Aldi.
Yeah, so they're turning up and they're going, I know what you're doing, you sneaky little sifliogads. And they're like, oh, I'm not doing anything, pussycat. But while you're here, have you seen the local,
Wow.
We make our own sticks of rock, don't you know?
It has to be. It's got to be tough.
All that, yeah.
If you've got to pretend to have an Aldi to try and get people to come.
I know, yeah.
You know.
And they're saying that it was done maybe as a prank and they don't really know how to undo it. I suppose when you've never seen the internet before, it probably is a hard thing to undo.
They don't know how to undo it.
They don't know how to undo the pin on Google Maps. They don't know how to undo it. And one local woman has said, I've contacted Google. How did you do that? She probably just sent someone, Alan at Google. You know, it's probably her son she's after emailed or something. And she says they contacted, but they don't know how to remove the pin that says Aldi's there. But in the meantime, they're saying they're still getting visitors coming in looking for the phantom Aldi. Although I can't imagine it's hundreds or even tens of people. It sounds like something that maybe has happened a handful of times.
Yeah.
It's just a village isn't used to outsiders coming in looking for, you know, buy.
It makes it sound like some of them think it's kind of like a crime or something.
It does feel like that.
It's like a fraud has been perpetrated.
It does feel like that. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came here for an Aldi. There's no sign of one.
Yeah, like when a fella went up to your place once and he says, do you have any other crisps other than cheese and onion, salt and vinegar? And the barman around him went,
it wasn't.
What do you think this is? Dublin or something?
That never happened. Never happened.
He did.
No.
Your man says, is there any chance I could get the chicken without the head? And he goes, I see we have a posh pie.
Glory days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
There's something that we've discussed on this show many times. Well, we indulge a little bit, right, in some unusual pastimes on this show. We do love a good dull person, don't we?
Oh, we love it.
We embrace dull people a lot.
I became a member of the Dull Men's Club.
That's
and everything,
true.
You know, just to keep up to date with what's happening in the world of boring.
We do enjoy somebody who can do a clever bit of passive aggressive. That's always, that can be entertaining.
That's great,
that can
be entertaining. And Jim's very good at it.
And it could be something to do with PJ's background. I don't know. But we do like to embrace mild crime.
We do. And if you can possibly get a crime that's so dull, the police won't take it seriously, but it still irritates everyone, you've hit the nail on the head.
It's the perfect storm.
Yeah, in Beeston in the UK, there is a criminal on the loose, right? The second of every month, on the second day of every month for the last 5 months, this criminal has peeled 6 bananas, put them on a plate and left them in the centre of the road of a housing estate and walked away. Now, locals are up in arms about this. They're like, why would anyone do this? We don't know which one of us is expected to pick it up. It's exactly 6 bananas. It's been left onto the street.
And it's on a plate. They're not just they're not just thrown.
No, they're left on a plate.
So it's not
a plastic plate, yeah. And they're like, and what's going on? Rats and foxes and bats and burglars could be eating these things. It's bringing all sorts in. And on the second of every month, I mean, seriously, we all know when he's coming. Why has nobody seen him? It's very...
That is a very good question to ask. If you know he's coming on the second of the month and it's literally just on the village green or whatever, surely he's not that difficult to spot.
I know, and even the local busybody is like, I can't stay up all night looking for a banana dropper. And he's all upset about it. So they went to the police, right? So
what is the crime, by the way? Litter, is it?
But this is it. They went to the police and the police says, well, what are you reporting? And they were like, well, it's a banana dropper and he's doing a second every month and everybody's upset.
So the police were like, we are very busy. Going through the manual going, hang on a second, burglars...
GBH,
I can't find banana droppers in the book.
And the policeman said to them, we're very busy. We are very busy. You know, I'll take your statement. Stakeouts and that. It's just not really what we have time for. And, you know, and Beeston...
Stakeouts?
The Beeston...
Staking out a banana dropper. A stakeout.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, the police have refused to do it. And of course now you've got the whole, we've gone to the police and they won't do absolutely anything. They're bloody useless. So the police said, have you tried putting up a sign? So now they have a sign in Beeston that says, please respectfully, no more bananas. And that's gone up at the end of the road in Beeston, in the estate where this has happened.
Wow. So along with no parking and I don't know, littering.
No
or whatever.
Littering, no skateboarding. No
loitering.
No loud dogs off leads or whatever it is.
No banana dropping.
No, please respectfully, no more bananas.
Now, that as mild crimes go.
It's a good one.
It's a good one, isn't it? They're doing well there.
A friend of mine used to live in Portobello years ago and it was drove him insane that for the 5 years he lived there, it might still be happening, there was a phantom wine bottle dropper. So the wine, empty wine bottles, obviously.
Every few days. Because he'd have been loved if they'd have been full.
Imagine, it'd be a real South Dublin crime, isn't it? Somebody keeps dropping a full Beaujolais on my doorstep.
I don't even drink Beaujolais. I'm far more of a kind of a Bordeaux character.
I think he's taking the mick. Everybody knows how, like,
I'm more into the New World, you know.
Yeah, seriously. If it's not Argentinian, I don't want to know. But they were dropping empty bottles of wine randomly in different people's gardens every few days.
So just get rid of them rather than having to do that.
Once a week or something, you'd find one single bottle of wine just left in your front garden, empty wine bottle. You know, and then
it's a bit like in the house that I was in before, like the last house I lived in was right next door to a pub, and there'd be regularly times, of a morning. There'd be empty glasses left on your windowsill.
Oh, on your windowsill, Jim?
Yeah.
Empty pint glass, half pints and all. Sift fag butts in them and everything.
Yes.
Oh, Jim, I don't know how you did it.
Oh, I tell you something.
I swear, you can imagine Jim would be at the forefront of this in Beeston, trying to crack the banana dropper case.
The banana peeler.
Because
he peels them as well. I mean, some might see that as a random act of kindness as opposed to a mild crime to, distribute free pre-peeled bananas to the world.
See, this is typical of the attitude that thinks nobody takes it seriously. Imagine you went to the local garden now and you said to him, hey, they're leaving half pints with fag butts in my windows. And he says, well, some would say that as an act of kindness to you. You look like a fella that could do it with a drink.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Traditionally, of course, everybody's used to the idea of if you're, you know, if you're a driver at all, or anybody, even if you're a commuter, doesn't mean necessarily mean you have to be a driver yourself, but you'd be, everybody's familiar with the idea of L plates, right?
Yeah, everybody is.
Been around a long time. The idea is that, you know, people who are literally learning to drive, they have L plates, and the idea is it gives warning to other people. Look, these guys aren't necessarily completely kind of,
might
you know,
be doing my best,
or whatever.
But might be slightly unpredictable. Yeah.
And then, of course, they introduced the N plate, didn't they?
Yeah, which is doing my best. Yeah. Just past this. Still getting used to the road.
Exactly. So I do have a license, but, you know, just saying.
Not fully there yet.
Mightn't be quite fully there.
Working on my confidence.
You might say to yourself, where will it all end? Oh, well, Mr. PJ has some news for you.
Well, I fully support this. A new plate has been introduced over in the UK. Now, it hasn't been introduced by the Department of Transport or anything.
Right.
It's just people have started using it themselves. And it's a B plate, right?
A B plate.
Looks exactly the same. White background, big red B, just like the other plates we have. You put it on your car, and what is it for? It's to let other drivers know, I am a terrible parker. Bad parking plate.
That's what it stands for.
And that's what it stands for. So if you're in a car park, you're following this person, and they're indicating, and they're, you know, where in the name of God? Or they're doing a 62-point turn.
Yeah.
Afraid that there's random trolleys coming out of the sky or whatever. They're letting you know, listen, I'm trying my best. I don't really know what I'm doing. Everyone's looking at me. I'm bloody nervous. Give me a break, please.
A bad parking plate.
And it's a big
deal. But it's unofficial. It's just people randomly deciding themselves
to
do it.
But it's caught on around the UK a little bit. You are seeing them around. So, yeah, but it's, like you said, totally unofficial. There hasn't been. So that means, if you don't mind me adding on to this story, that means, what's stopping us making our own plates for all kinds of things?
Look at you, you're a renegade, you're a rebel.
I think there should be people out there, and I know Jim will agree with that, they just have the whole, a plate that's, I'm just driving around. I've nowhere to go.
A big S plate for sightseers.
Yeah, sightseer, yeah.
Or, well, I was going to say slow coaches, but.
Slow coaches.
No, whatever.
Yeah. I've nowhere to go.
Choose your name.
I don't know where I am. I'm going slow deliberately.
Yeah, I know I'm on an 80 whatever stretch, but I'm going to do 40 and that's all.
Yeah, I'm going to do 40 because I'm listening to a podcast. And I don't care.
So it could be where will it end?
A plate for, honestly, I've got an appalling sense of direction. I'm doing my best. I don't mean to indicate every time we're getting to every turn, but I genuinely never know where I am.
I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, that I think, where? The where plate. The what's going on plate.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a great idea. I really do. You know?
I'm trying to think of what other. Oh, actually,
I should be wearing glasses, but I always lose them. Plate. How about that? That'd be a good one. I haven't got them.
Your one would definitely be. You would want. You know the way you're always giving out about people who, that, as you say, in Dublin in particular, city centre Dublin, red lights appear. Most people seem to think they're optional.
Optional red lights. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So a plate that tells you, I may or may not obey the traffic signals.
Yeah, a plate that says, I actually stop when the lights go yellow. I don't keep going.
Yeah. Don't assume.
So don't rear end me. I'm actually going to stop. Yeah.
Wow.
I think these are great ideas for plates. I really do.
Navinman suggesting
maybe
we
eating
could
lunch off my lap. I'm sorry, I know I shouldn't. Plate.
Navinman suggests we need a plate for rubberneckers.
There you go.
A big R plate.
That's a great one.
If I spot an accident, I will slow down to 5 miles an hour to take a good old gawp at what's going on.
That's a great one. I will give out about everyone else doing it, but when it comes to my turn, I'll be doing exactly the same. The rubberneck plate. Great idea.
Karen agrees with the idea of the S plate. It could cover sightseers, Sunday drivers. That's a good one as well.
There you go.
Sunday driver. Somebody's suggesting an M plate. M.
Yeah.
For middle lane hoggers. Is that really a thing?
Oh, that's a thing. Oh, my God. Oh, that's really a thing, yeah.
A middle lane hogger.
Middle lane hogger, yeah.
I would have thought people who kind of drive too slow in the overtaking lane, maybe, hogging the overtaking lane, but a middle lane hogger's a thing.
There's a special place in hell for someone who goes 10K under the legal limit in the middle lane when the left lane is completely empty. You know, they just want to. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what that is. I don't know why people do that.
Yeah. Somebody else, actually, Dan and Cork was on saying, lads, there should be an R plate for, you know, road ragers. So, you know, certain people, I don't know any of them, but certain people who maybe get infuriated in the car, you know, and might be prone to signalling within the car to other drivers or, you know, mouthing responses.
So yeah, please don't take anything I'm doing seriously. I'm just in a bad mood.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.